AP News. Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue. About an hour from now, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she will deliver a public statement on the status of the House impeachment inquiry into President Trump. Yesterday, the speaker met behind closed doors with her Democratic caucus. She asked, "Are you ready?" According to those in the room, the answer was a resounding yes. After yesterday's first hearing in the Judiciary Committee, Chair Gerald Nadler says the opposition is focusing on process.
The evidence is so obvious, so overwhelming, that the Republicans did not really present or try to present a factual defense.
The ranking Republican on the committee, Doug Collins, says the Democrats offered no substance, no evidence.
You didn't do any facts. As I laid out in my closing statement, it was amazing how we cherry-picked on the majority side only opening statements, which only gave untested material, but didn't give anything later when those same witnesses were actually tested.
White House officials and others say President Trump is eager to have his say. Three civilians were shot at Joint Base Pearl Harbor at Hickam in Hawaii. Two were killed. The gunman, identified as a sailor, later took his own life. Rear Admiral Robert Chadwick says the shooting happened days before the 78th anniversary of the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor.
The role that the shipyard played in World War II is pretty legendary, and the shipyard is well known for, you know, the amazing work they did then and the amazing work they continue to do.
Tennessee is set to carry out what is expected to be only the second execution of a blind prisoner in the U.S. since the nation reinstated the death penalty in 1976. Lee Hall was convicted in the 1991 burning death of his estranged girlfriend. He had his sight when he entered death row nearly three decades ago. Worries over air quality set off a voluntary evacuation order in Port Neches, Texas, where two explosions at a chemical plant happened there last week. This is AP News. China says any trade deal with the U.S. must include a cut in tariffs.
China's Commerce Ministry says Washington must roll back punitive tariffs on Chinese imports if the two sides reach a trade deal, indicating Beijing is sticking to its position ahead of another possible December 15 duty increase. The two sides are negotiating details of a phase one trade agreement announced by President Donald Trump in October. Beijing said last month the U.S. side agreed to roll back some tariffs, but Trump has dismissed that. The Beijing ministry has said negotiators are in close communication. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Samoa's prime minister is stepping up efforts to curb a measles epidemic that has killed 62 people.
We have declared 2 days of holiday so that everybody stays at home. No car should be on the road.
Teams in Samoa have started going door to door to administer vaccines. Ed Donahue, AP News.